Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome back to the Goddess Activation Podcast. Today, we're talking about moving abroad for a happier life. So I'm going to share parts of Brian and I's journey of moving from Zurich to Mallorca, why we did it. And I also want to touch base on the past life relationship or the past life connection to where you are born and where you are meant to live, or where you are maybe meant to live for certain periods in your life. So before we dive into this whole topic, I want to start off saying that being born or living in Switzerland is one of the biggest privileges, and I absolutely know that, and I'm more grateful than ever before that I, and Brian as well, that we were able to grow up in Switzerland. And my parents came from India to Switzerland 1 year before I was born with $300, didn't know the language, didn't know a single soul in that country. Like, my mother's medical degree was not recognized, and they worked so hard day by day, 1 year after the other, to build up their version of their dream life in their dream country, which is Switzerland. And my version of my dream life was always to live at the ocean. So as they were building up their dream life in Switzerland and doing all this hard work and also physically working a lot and always taking certifications, doing the next master and just building up their dream life, when I was 8, I already told them, just so you know, I'm going to move away to the ocean. And they probably thought, what the fuck, we're doing everything for you to have an easier life, and there she is wanting to run away. Well, that just shows that our dreams can be so different from the dreams of our family, of our parents, of our friends, or the people around us, and that is totally okay. And that's the beautiful thing, that every single person has a different dream. I mean, I would say that a lot of people, their dream life means or feels like freedom. But the details of that look different for every single person. And that's what one of the reasons why it's so important to follow your dreams, and which also means following the destination of where your soul is calling you to travel to, or to move to, or to just visit different places. But I'll get to that in a second. So I always knew I wanted to live at the ocean. Since 2018, I have been visualizing living at the ocean every single morning. Every single morning. Every single day, every single morning. And since 2018, every action that I took, I did so that I could live at the ocean. Like, even moving through self-doubt, learning to grow, learning to expand, I used to work at an insurance company before I started my business. Even that, everything that I've ever done, was one of the reasons was always for me to live at the ocean. So I knew I was going to do it, and I was simply waiting to see where life would take me and when life would take me there. And Brian and I knew since at least 2022 that we wanted to live in Mallorca, and we started, like, we created a plan, we saved money, and then we simply did it. I do have to say, for him, it was probably a bit of a, like, it took a lot of courage, of course. But I would say for him, it took maybe a bit more courage, because he had to, like, completely cancel his apartment, quit his job, which was a very, very good job, very good salary that he had. And he did all of that without us even having an apartment in Mallorca yet. So that was like a huge leap of faith. And when it comes to moving abroad, or simply taking a leap of faith in order to go after your dreams, courage is required. But that courage, sometimes it feels hard, right? Like, sometimes that courage is like shaking your bones, shaking your cells, and you're like, oh my gosh, I really have to be courageous right now. And if you're in this moment right now yourself, that is so great, you've got this. And sometimes, for me at least, I have such a fire, like, the fire in me that knew I needed to be at the ocean, that knew in my heart, in my soul, in my cells, in my body, and in every single body part of mine, that drive, that fire, I think because I have that or because I cultivated that, it was, courage came with it. Does that make sense? Or if you're like starting a business, I always say that if you're only starting a business to make a lot of money, if it's drop shipping or something like that, okay, that might work. But if you're starting a business where you are sharing something that you so love, whether it's a service, whether it's a product, whether it's like a fitness program because fitness helped you through so much, if you're selling that just to make money, that entrepreneurial journey will be very hard. But if you're sharing and building your business because you absolutely live for that product or for that service because it helped you so much and you feel in your soul that you're meant to share more about it, you will have this drive, this fire within you, which will be able to carry you through any challenges, through any hard phases in life, through whatever comes up. Because having your own business, you will meet your edges and expand your comfort zone so many times. And you need to have this drive, which is stronger than any fears. You need to have this why, which is stronger than any fear. And this also relates to moving abroad. If you have always known, or if you, even if you just now started to feel like, I kind of want to live somewhere else, whether it's forever or whether it's for a year, for 2 years, for 5 years, if you have this feeling and this inkling, test it out. Try visualizing yourself in that and really connecting with your body and with your soul. If this is something for you and if it's calling you, do it. There's like, if you have this drive to go somewhere, the biggest thing I can say is please, 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 please do it. And now that we've done it, Brian and I, a few months ago, we were in the car and we're like, it doesn't even make sense to not move somewhere else if that place is calling you. Like, it feels so clear. But if you've never done it, and if you're in a an environment where no one really does it, like, I mean, in my friend circle, friends from other countries, they've obviously done it, or they have been traveling a lot. But from my friends in Switzerland, they've not done anything like moving abroad, or not yet. But for none of them, it was a surprise, because they always knew, Nikita, that's the girl who's gonna live on the ocean. But for Brian's friends, or his old friends especially, they didn't understand it. So we were met with not encouragement, with not support from them. And in those moments, you have to focus more on yourself than other people's projections of their fears, or what their great aunt's cousin's goldfish's best friend father experience when they moved abroad. So you might be someone who is the first in your circle who is to do something like that, and it does take courage. But if it's your soul's calling, you absolutely have to go for that, because it will give you so much back. And you don't have to like quit everything right away. You can just also, if your job allows, you can try to go there many times. Brian and I visited Mallorca about 8 times in the last 3 years before we moved here. It was always for my work, and that's also the thing, it was always for work, and then we also added some days of vacation and exploring. So it wasn't that we were just in an all-inclusive hotel every single, like, we were never in an all-inclusive hotel actually, but it wasn't like we were just like vacationing and saying, oh, the way that we have vacation is gonna be our daily life. We had a pretty I would say pretty accurate experience of what working here, especially for me, would look and feel like. And test it out. You really don't have that much to lose. If you also grew up in Switzerland, or in a very, I would say Switzerland is sometimes like a bubble in a good way, because we have, it's an incredible country, but sometimes we're like in a bubble where we get to learn to take risks for the sake of following our dreams even more. So what I wanted to say, we did it, we love it, and it's only been 8 months, but we couldn't imagine ourselves not living here anymore, or living back in Zurich anymore, because that's, for us, that's our version of our dream life. So whatever your version is, whether that's Canada, whether that's at the river, in the forest, whether it's somewhere warm, whether it's in the city, whatever your dream life is, and your soul is calling you to go there, please try it out. There's the human design reading expert, Jenna Zoe. I'm a total fan of her. If you're into human design, buy her book, buy her app, listen to her podcast. All of it is so, so good. She said in one episode, so she's from, I think, London or from England. And what the connection that Brian and I have with Mallorca, she has that with Ibiza. And she lives there as well. So in one episode, she said, why should we struggle or try harder to be happy in a place we were born or grew up in if there's another place where we feel effortlessly good? Like she said it in different words. But what I want to say, I've always felt very grateful and very happy in Switzerland. But I cried every 3-4 days between October and May because I don't like feeling cold. Yes, even with a better winter coat, I just don't like the cold, and I literally cried every 2-3-4 days in the winter because I didn't feel at home. And even though I was happy and grateful during the day, when I went to bed, I cried because my soul was literally crying and asking for a different place. And even while we knew and while we were in the process of saving money to move abroad, like I always told myself, like, okay, like, and even Brian, we just said, like, when I was crying, we were just like, okay, just let it all out and soon I'm gonna be there. And why should I work harder to try to finally feel, with a lot of hard work, good where I live if I can just move to a different place where it's so effortless for me to feel at home? And you know how people say, like, they're either a mountain person or an ocean person or a lake or all of these things? I have always been an ocean person through and through, and I have never yet been a mountain person. For me, I have never felt relaxed in the mountains. I've always had to, like, actively ground myself and do a lot of hard work to feel safe when I'm in the mountains. It's never, like, I've never felt that naturally. But when I think about the ocean, when I visualize the ocean, or when I see the ocean just for one second, I immediately feel relaxed. That's not to say that one is better or worse. It's simply where my soul feels more calm or more connected to. And I love what Jenna said in that episode. I don't remember which one, but I recommend you listen to all of them. They're all very good. That really stuck with me. Why should I try harder to feel comfortable in a place when I can just move to a different place where I feel so much more in alignment and everything else happens in so much more ease for me and it all just feels so much more harmonious for me, right? Like, that doesn't make sense. And just because maybe in some environments it's not fully normal yet to move somewhere else, why wouldn't you bet on yourself? Why wouldn't you choose your own happiness and your own fulfillment the most? So for us, moving abroad has 1000% made us happier. And if this is something, and it's not running away from problems, I want to say that very clearly. Like, if you are fantasizing or desiring or wishing about living somewhere else, please do all the inner work of not running away from anything, not running away in order to hope that you will find happiness somewhere else. Obviously having the happiness within you now already, and then still doing the thing that your soul is calling you to do. I will go into past lives and the connection with that in a moment, but I first want to touch on a little bit of maybe real life of what moving abroad looked like. So we moved 2 days before, or we arrived in Mallorca. We drove with the car from Zurich to Mallorca. And we arrived on the 29th December, so 2 days before New Year's. And then the first 3 months, Brian didn't have a job. And he was, what he wanted to do was work in real estate at England Folkers. And he either wanted to work there or a different company. But these two companies are like the top companies in real estate on the island. There's a bunch of others as well. But when you look at quality, at representation, if you look at just the brands, these two are the top two real estate brands on the island. So he wanted to get into England Folkers the most, and he tried, and they were in talks and they were saying, yes, we want you, but not yet. And so it kept being delayed. So for the first 3 months, he didn't have a job, which was new for him, for the first time ever in his life, not having a job after having a very good job with a very good salary, which he loved. So that was a whole growth period for him as well. They said they wanted him, but they couldn't yet say when they would have space for him. And so then Brian asked, well, could you say if it's like 2 months or in 6 months? Because if you're living from your savings account, not having an income for 2 months is different than not having an income for 6 months. Especially if you just moved countries and are in a completely new country. So they couldn't say that either. And then he took a job at a bicycle rental company. He didn't take it because he like liked it or anything. He literally only took it because he didn't want to live out of his savings account, and he wanted to like have enough income, like have more income or have the same income as he's spending on rent and food and all of that. So what I want to say with that is, in the end, he did get his dream job. I will get into that. But while he was not yet getting his dream job, we were working on him not getting discouraged and like just staying with it and trusting and believing and fully believing in himself and in his dream. And of course, that was sometimes very challenging as well. And when it wasn't yet happening, what I really like is that he still took another job so that he wouldn't put himself in a financially surviving type of situation. So like if he wouldn't have gotten this job at the bicycle rental company, he would have put more pressure on wanting to get the real estate job as soon as possible, because he would have felt like, oh my gosh, what if the money is gonna run out soon, right? Does that make sense? What I love about that is that even if he didn't want to work at this, necessarily want to work at this rental, bike rental job, he did it so that he could put less pressure on yourself. And what I want to say with that is sometimes we have to do things that maybe aren't our number one priority to get to our dream life. For him, maybe that was that. For someone else, it might be taking a part-time job while building your business. Or it might be first moving somewhere for a few months before fully quitting your life in your original country. So sometimes we have to take on situations that feel, that are maybe bruising the ego a little bit, in order to give your soul more space and less pressure. And if that is something that you want or have to do, I highly encourage it. And then, so he worked at this company for, I think, 2 months, and he was working a lot. He was working 6 days a week from 7 a.m. until sometimes 8, 9 p.m, and we sometimes barely saw each other, and it wasn't like he was getting paid a lot of money, but it was still such a cute time. Like, he biked from where we live to that work, and that was like biking 2 hours every morning in the cold because it was still winter, so that I could have the car, so that I could do my work and meet people and like build a network here. And looking back, that was such a sweet time. Even though it wasn't yet warm enough to be in the ocean, it was still such a beautiful, beautiful time. And it reminded me of the time where my parents, when they moved to Switzerland, they didn't have any money, and they got the stuff from Brocchi. That's like this house where you can get free or very cheap stuff, second hand or like third hand or fifth hand. And my parents told me how when my father lost his job in his, I think, second month of living in Switzerland, and then for a few months he didn't have a job, and my mother didn't have a job either. I have no idea how they survived, honestly. But as he was going to job interviews, there wasn't Google Maps yet and all of that. They drove around, they were in a new country with new laws and everything, so they drove to the place where the job interview would be in a few days. They drove down the same route multiple times to make sure that he wouldn't be late on the day of the job interview when he had it a few days later. So just hearing those stories, it feels like such a beautiful and memorable time, even though you maybe don't have quote-unquote all the success that you want yet. Like, those parts are such a beautiful part of the journey that I feel like just evoke these sweet memories. Okay, and then after 2 months of working at this bike rental company, my parents came here to visit us, and they arrived on Friday evening, and my parents gave him like a whole pep talk of like what they would recommend for him to like keep believing and like leaving all worries to God and letting God and the universe support him and trusting, and that he will get the job and everything. And then on Saturday, He literally walked into the company and they didn't have a position open, but he literally just got the job because he just walked into a different location of England Filkers, and he just walked in, introduced himself, and had a very good talk with the boss. And she was like, I've never done this before in my 30 years of career, but I will give you the job now if you want it. And the crazy thing is, she is very seldom in the office, and she's never in the office on Saturdays. And she was just there because she forgot a document for a client or something that she had. So she's never in the office, except for this Saturday. She went for 5 minutes just to pick up a document. And in those 5 minutes is the time where Brian happened to go in there and to introduce himself. And then he got the job, which is just crazy, which again just shows sometimes maybe life is not fully giving us yet what we want, because there's something bigger in store for us. I've wanted to move at the ocean since 2018. What's that? 6 years. But it was meant to happen this year. And on Instagram, I shared the story how we were looking for apartments and we really wanted one, and that one ended up being a scam. It's so good that we didn't get that, because now we have an even better, even more nicer, even more beautiful apartment than we could have imagined. So sometimes if you're working on something or even thinking about moving abroad and it seems like it's not happening yet, sometimes it's not saying no to you. There's just things happening behind the scenes, or God, the universe is doing things behind the scenes that you don't see yet that are gonna be even more of what you like couldn't even have wished for or dreamed of. So God, universe is always supporting you. Keep believing in that. Keep doing everything that you can to go into the direction of your dreams, and your dreams will come true when you keep doing all of that at the same time. Believing in yourself, taking the inspired action, staying positive, working with any doubts, any fears, any blocked emotions, working with that, not suppressing that, but working with that, releasing that, rewriting that, reprogramming your mind or reprogramming your body and your subconscious, and keep going in that direction and it will happen. So last part about this is, some things might not work the way that you wanted them to work, and there will be so many learning opportunities when you move abroad. Like, just like when you start a business, for me it's the biggest it feels a bit similar. Like, there's so many things that you do and that afterwards you will think like, why the fuck did I do that? That didn't make any sense. But you're learning, you're growing, and it's a new life, it's a new chapter, and it's teaching you so much. So even those quote unquote mistakes are teaching you so much, and they will only make you grow. And then when it comes to the past life connection with the places that we are meant to live. So every place on earth, every person and every place on earth has its own unique energy, and we can learn something from every place and from every person. Now, the place that you were born has its own frequency, whether it was at the Zurich Lake or in Sedona in America or in Greece on an island or wherever you were born, that place has its own unique energy, which created an impact in your soul, in your energy, in your aura, in your subconscious, in your mind, in your body, in your whole being. Then the place where you grew up, that created an impact, that gave energy, that gave information, that gave data to your soul, to your body, to your subconscious. And when we go travel, we learn so many different, we learn and experience energy from people and places, and we, again, that creates an impact in our body and in our mind, in our subconscious, and all of that. So it makes sense that if different places are calling us to live there, that place, the energy of that place has something to teach you. The energy of that place has something to activate within you, something to teach you, something to maybe support you in your process, in your growth, in your journey of fulfilling, of feeling fulfilled, of living your purpose, of sharing your purpose with other people. So no matter where you live, if you're feeling called to go hiking more, if you're feeling called to go swimming more, if you're feeling called to travel more, or if you're feeling called to live to a different place, what if that place and the energy of that place that is calling you, what if that place has a message for you? What if there's more, what if there's something for your soul's development at that place, and that's why it's calling you so much? That's why you are waking up in the middle of the night. Maybe what if that's why you're crying, because you're not there, because your soul is aching and craving to be in this space, to give you that information, to give you that next step in your journey, in your transformation, in your evolvement, in your expansion. So every space, every place has its own unique energy, and the places that call us, they are calling us for a reason, whether it's to help us relax, whether it's to give us more information for our consciousness to develop, whether it's a place for our soul to heal something from a past lifetime, or for our soul to expand into the next timeline more. I truly, truly believe that all these different places are calling us for a reason. And when we allow ourselves to listen to that, there's more healing and more growth that gets to happen. Brian and I, literally just yesterday, we were in the ocean during sunset, and it was a very magical day. And I was telling him, like so many people would have been videoing that evening, and they would have taken pictures, like the way we were just like hugging each other in the ocean, but also diving like little mermaids in the ocean. I told him, like, that's the moment that people would like now capture and share on social media. And I mean, I share a lot on social media as well, so don't get me wrong. But I was telling him, like, that's the life that we live. And there's no reason to, like, need to have to post every magical moment of your life. Like, I also learned this a bit from my parents. So I'm not sure if this is maybe programming for my parents a little bit, but or also just, like, my honest opinion right now. But life is so magical. And oftentimes life is so much more magical than you can capture in words for another person to understand, or capture in videos or photos for another person to see. And living in Mallorca has given my heart and my soul so much. Like, I could cry. Living in Mallorca has filled up my soul with so much love, with so much magic. I don't even know what words to use to describe it. It feels like Mallorca and living here has saved my life, even though I have been so fulfilled and so happy before that already. Like, it's not that I needed saving, but it did. And it just expanded my life and my heart and my soul, and for Brian as well, in ways that I wish I could share. And I don't know what words to use. But it has given me back so, so much. I know that a lot of people, even friends of mine, might never truly understand what the action of moving here has done for me, and they don't need to. Same as our friends experience things that are so healing for them that maybe we don't even know, that we don't even understand, and that's okay, right? It's in the end, it's all about being in beautiful community. And also, we don't always have to share how magical something is for us in order to validate how magical or important that it is for us. Does that make sense? Like, something can be magical and healing and beautiful, and you still might never share about it, but it still has such a big place in your heart. So I think that's my last message for today. If I will say it one last time, if some place is asking or calling you deeply, not just once, not just twice, but your soul is deeply, deeply craving it and calling you to go there, please try it out. Even if it's just for a few weeks, try it out and see what your soul, God, life, the universe, that space has for you. And if you ever feel like sharing about that, I would love, love, love to hear about your experience of whether it's moving abroad or just traveling to a different place, or exploring different areas in the place where you live. We don't always need to go somewhere else. We can also just explore the neighborhood of where we live even deeper, whether it's the Alps where you live, or the new rivers and new lakes that you've never went to that are just maybe 1 hour drive from you. Maybe just exploring those will have beautiful insights for your journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast, or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram, and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.